Last October, Mecklenburg County jail visits switched to video only, and friends and family of inmates were allowed one free digital visit. Any additional visits cost $12.50 for 25 minutes. That created some backlash from those who called the video visits impersonal and costly. On WFAE's Charlotte Talk, Sheriff Carmichael announced the change.
I've heard some folks, and you know, so we're looking at it. And we've made sure that we're able to do this, our system, our staffing. We're going to double the visits. Two free visits that you can come down and see your loved one, and it is scheduled. You know that we're not going to turn you away.
In the past, inmates were allowed one visitor a week at no cost. The video visits can take place multiple times any day of the week. Carmichael says visitations have gone up by nearly 26%. But Mecklenburg County Assistant Public Defender Toussaint Romaine called the video visits a money-making operation for GTL, the company that paid for the installation of the $1.7 million system at the jail. Romaine says Charlotte's most vulnerable people are being exploited by the charges.
This is a regressive tax. We're charging the people who can afford it the least, the most, to have a basic human need. And that's communicating and sharing with each other. One out of every three people who use this service go into debt, trying to maintain some personal contact with their family.
But Sheriff Carmichael says the video system is more efficient and makes it possible for inmates to see their family and friends more often. He says they also have shorter video visits, 10-minute sessions that cost $5. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.